In this bulletin, another hotel quarantine worker tested positive to coronavirus in Victoria. A large-scale search is underway to find those missing after a mountain glacier breaks in India. And in tennis, Serena Williams faces the pressure of securing a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam victory ahead of the Australian Open. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. A hotel quarantine worker from Melbourne Airport has tested positive to coronavirus in Victoria. The woman worked at the Holiday Inn on Sunday and became infected after an earlier negative result. Victoria's Health Department is interviewing the case and plans to increase testing capacity on Monday. Health officials have released a number of exposure sites, including a cake shop at Maidstone and Bottle Shop in Sunshine. A COVID-19 marshal for the Australian Open Hotel Quarantine Program says it was rife with inadequate training and infection control confusion. Testing is underway as authorities continue to investigate how another member of hotel quarantine staff worked while unknowingly positive for COVID-19. More than 70% of the close contacts of the worker have now tested negative to coronavirus. The COVID-19 marshal, who doesn't want to be named, told SBS News the positive case in a fellow worker was inevitable.
I wasn't surprised at all, considering what went on and the lack of training and the fact we weren't made to isolate or paid to isolate or get tested after the 2 weeks we were there.
New South Wales health authorities have issued an alert for several venues after a returned traveller tested positive to coronavirus once their quarantine period had ended. The precautionary advice has been issued in response to the case, who appears to have a low level of infection, with household contacts testing negative to COVID-19. Health officials say it's likely the virus was acquired overseas and there was no indication that transmission occurred at a quarantine hotel. The person visited several locations in Wollongong and a cafe in Sydney's southeast, meaning anyone who was at the relevant sites needs testing. The head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, John Skerritt, says transparency during the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine is critical for Australia. It comes as the federal government announces digital and paper certificates will be provided to those who receive the vaccine. The Australian Immunisation Register will record all coronavirus vaccinations. Mr. Skerritt says the TGA intends to put out weekly reports of adverse events involving the vaccine related to local events and overseas issues. Staff and students at secondary schools will be required to wear face masks as children return to the classroom today in Western Australia. The state recorded another day of zero new locally acquired cases of coronavirus on Sunday. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says the new requirements are necessary for public safety.
School will look a bit different in the Perth and Peel regions, with all staff required to wear masks. In addition, all secondary students will also need to follow the rules on masks and continue to wear them at school as well. This is all part of our transitional restrictions in place for this week as an extra precaution.
At least nine people have been killed and more than 100 are feared missing after a glacier fell into a dam in northern India. The mountain glacier in Uttarakhand state sent a massive flood of water and debris into two dams and damaged a number of homes. Vivek Pandey from the Indo-Tibetan Border Police says a search operation has been launched.
The police force has deployed its soldiers, who are experts in mountaineering and rescue. And if need, we can increase the number of soldiers. Our officers are working in coordination with local officers. The situation is in control and there is no need for panic.
Tens of thousands of people have joined the largest rally so far in Myanmar after Monday's coup. Police with riot shields blocked the roads of the main city of Yangon, but internet users reported that data access on their mobile phones has been restored after the military shut down the internet. The demonstrators are seeking to roll back last Monday's seizure of power by the military and are demanding the release of the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, from detention. Protester Tian Lin Ong says the demonstrations are necessary.
We just want to show this current generation how the older generation fights the crisis by heeding the guidelines of Aung San Suu Kyi, which is to be honest, transparent and peaceful. We don't want a military dictator. Let the dictator fail.
In sport now, and Naomi Osaka, Serena Williams and Simona Halep will all take centre stage on day one of the Australian Open tennis tournament today. World number one Ash Barty will sit back on opening day after a straight sets victory over an in-form Garbin Muguruza to win the final of the Yarra Valley Classic warm-up event over the weekend. US champion Serena Williams faces the pressure of securing a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam victory and will take on Germany's Laura Siegmund. The 39-year-old says she will battle a shoulder issue over the coming days.
It's definitely something that I'm going to have to deal with for the fortnight, and kind of knowing that going into a tournament definitely helps, but also knowing, okay, I'm going to probably have to pick up some different therapy exercises after each match, etc., is going to be really important.
And now for a look at today's weather. A shower or two in Perth today, 25 degrees. 27 in Adelaide, mostly sunny. Cloudy in Melbourne, 19 in Hobart. A possible afternoon shower, 20 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra today, 26. Possible showers in Sydney, 25 degrees. Shower or two clearing in Brisbane, 30 degrees. And in Darwin, tops of 29 degrees. Showers and a likely storm. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.